Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Hope you're doing well out there. So grateful that you're taking the time to spend to listen to the Word of God once again. And I pray that you are being blessed by this podcast, that you're learning God's Word, that you're growing in your faith and walk with Him. And it's making a difference not only in your life, but in the lives of others that you encounter. We want to go to the Lord in prayer today and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, it is with great joy that we come to your word, knowing that you not only affect our lives, but when you do, you affect the lives of the people that are around us. And so we see it as a great advantage to have your word, and we know that you provided it so that we would learn it. I pray today for every person listening to my voice that you will bless them to be able to hear and to see the things that you have for them, that their hearts and minds will be open to receive from you by your Holy Spirit the whole truth, and that they would be able to live according to that truth by your Spirit as well. Lord, we want to be pleasing to you, and so we come to you today and ask you to bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Passionate Epaphroditus. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 26. Epaphroditus was the messenger pastor of the Philippian church. His visit with Paul the Apostle brought a great report of the status of the church in Philippi. And at the time of the writing of the letter to the Philippians, Paul desired to send Epaphroditus back to them, along with Timothy, his young protege. In chapter 2 and verse 26 of the book of Philippians, we understand more about Epaphroditus as we discover that he had a sickness. We read, "For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that you had heard that he had been sick." The verse begins, "For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness." We learned in the last verse that Epaphroditus was a brother, companion, fellow soldier, messenger, and minister. And in this verse, we learned that he was a passionate man. He longed after you all, which means he desired, pursued with love, and sought after the Philippian church members. His love for them so affected him that he was full of heaviness, which means to be troubled, greatly distressed, or anguished, and depressed over them. Oh, how great was the love of this pastor for his church members. The verse goes on to say, "Because that you had heard that he had been sick." Paul provided the reason that Epaphroditus felt so passionate toward his church. Because they heard that he had been sick, which means to be weak and feeble, to be without strength, powerless, or poor. Somehow, Epaphroditus contacted sickness in his travels or time with Paul, and the word got back to the church members of Philippi. Their concern over him had Epaphroditus longing to be with them. This is a marvelous example of what a caring there can be between a pastor in his church and a church and their pastor. When we consider the words of Paul, we might ask ourselves, are we passionate about anyone in the manner that Epaphroditus was toward his church? Are we as concerned about others who perhaps are greatly interested in us? It might help us to put ourselves in both Epaphroditus's and the church members' positions so that we can identify with each of their conditions and perspectives. And when we do, perhaps we can ask ourselves, do we care about and have compassion for anyone as much as these? May the Lord help us all to be as passionate as Epaphroditus. Next time, Paul says more about Epaphroditus, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.